Heretier Lumumba is a former AFL player. He used to be known as Harry O'Brien. He was instrumental in Collingwood's 2010 Premiership win. He achieved all Australian honours and he played 223 AFL games, 199 of them with the Collingwood Football Club. A documentary about his time at that club and the racism he faced there has just come out on SBS On Demand. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thank you for having me.
In this documentary, you detail 10 years of racial microaggressions at the club, including being nicknamed Chimp by your teammates. What was your time at Collingwood like?
Well, that's a good question, but I'll have to start off by saying, first and foremost, that the documentary is more than my experience in the AFL or at the Collingwood Football Club. The documentary is my experience as a black person, a black man, in a racist world, a world where I understand racism to be a system. So the documentary creates context as to the landscape in which I was raised. And, you know, part of my experience has been my adult life as a professional footballer. And just because the Australian Football Club, sorry, it's just because the AFL and the Collingwood Football Club is a sporting club that I guess likes to show that it's diverse and multicultural and harmonious, doesn't mean that it's exempt from experiencing the things that the rest of Australia and the rest of the world experience in regards to racism.
Whose idea was it to call you that?
Look, I can't necessarily pinpoint a specific moment when the racist jokes started, but all I will say is that it's a part of a culture. It's a culture that transcends Australian football. This is something that happens to people every day, whether it's in the school place, whether it's in the workplace or on the streets. In any part of Australia, the same experiences are happening to people. And so I'm not going to, I guess, point the finger at any specific individual. It's more about highlighting a culture.
10 years is a long time to endure that kind of experience in the workplace. And remember, you know, this is your workplace. Playing footy professionally was your workplace. Why did you decide to make this documentary now?
I'll answer by saying 10 years in the workplace is a difficult thing to go through, but so is 30 years in a racist world. And I live in a society that was built on genocide, a society that was built on the exploitation of Indigenous Australians. And I think when you look at it from that perspective, you don't isolate my experience to something that has just happened to me. This is something that is happening all around the world, and Australia is a perfect example.
You've made claims about the AFL. They've responded. Are you satisfied with their response?
When you say they've responded, what do you mean by that?
Well, Collingwood coach Nathan Buckley responded to your documentary by saying it's sad that you feel the way you do about your time at the club. What do you make of that response?
I don't think he was responding about the documentary. I think he was more so responding to an article that was written by the journalist Caroline Wilson. And the article does talk about the issues that I raise in regards to the AFL around racism. I felt that the response that the issues that I raised got from the Collingwood Football Club were just a clear indication of the lack of competence that people within the AFL industry at levels of the positions of leadership have in regards to dealing with racism. Now, this isn't just something that I'm surprised by. This is something that I knew all along, is that the AFL, including the football clubs, don't understand what racism is, really. They understand and are educated around racial vilification, and which is, you know, insulting someone.
But you don't think they have an understanding of structural racism?
Absolutely not, no. And that's evident in many levels.
The AFL would argue that they have strong anti-racist policies, that they have gone to great extents. They have the Indigenous round. They have, sort of multicultural policies, that they see themselves as the leader in the field against racism.
Yeah. Well, look, if you're in a classroom where the average, or I guess all students are C-grade students, and you're celebrating a C+, it doesn't mean that you're achieving at high levels. It means you're celebrating mediocrity. And that's essentially my assessment of the AFL and their fight against racism.
So what should they be doing?
What should they be doing? Well, there's a whole range of things that they could be doing. But I think the first part of making change is to first analyse exactly where it is failing. And I'm happy to break down some of the areas where it's failing. Is that a perfect example is what happened with Adam Goodes, how long it took for the AFL to condemn the racist taunting of one of its champion players. It failed to protect the career of Adam Goodes and his well-being and the well-being of his family who were being affected by this horrible treatment. And not only did it fail to condemn those people, but what it also did was it failed to it set a precedent, and it normalized the behavior. So when you're silent on an issue, what happens is that you're essentially condoning the behavior.
So let me take you back to the racism you experienced and that very racist nickname you were given. Did you ever speak out against it, raise the issues, or did you feel like you couldn't?
Well, I have to also make note that the nickname is only one part of the equation. It was also that I guess that's an indication of the level of ignorance around what's acceptable in the workplace, but also it was the racist jokes that were frequent. And yes, there
Did you feel like you had to laugh along? Was it that sort of culture where you have to
There were times when I would stand up and I would say that you've absolutely crossed the line here. But you have to understand that I arrived at the Collingwood Football Club as an 18-year-old, and all I wanted to do was fit in. All I wanted to do was to find my spot in the team. And so when I was confronted with a culture that normalized these jokes and this nickname, that I was also prepared to allow them to allow the jokes and allow for the nickname to prevail, because I saw that as being a part of the culture that I had to assimilate into.
Thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your story.
Thank you very much for having me.
Heretia Lumumba is a former AFL player. He used to be known as Harry O'Brien, and a documentary about his time at the club and the racism he faced has just come out on SBS On Demand, so you can see it there by visiting that website.